Canadians of differing political viewpoints may not see eye to eye on many issues these days, but across party lines, it's clear we all agree on one major priority. We urgently need more housing. Where we do not align is in how we get there. While we've all been subject to political finger-pointing and false narratives, the federal government has steadily provided the leadership and financial capital to address the housing crisis. The blueprint is our national housing strategy, and our tools are programs like the Rapid Housing Initiative that deliver much-needed cash infusions to get shovels in the ground. Just last week, I was proud to announce $6.3 million in funding for the Peace Tower Affordable Housing Project. This development will create 38 one-bedroom affordable housing units to meet an identified need in Sudbury for citizens at risk of experiencing homelessness. The Peace Tower is the fifth housing project in Sudbury green-lit and financed by the federal government in the past 12 months. What we are seeing is swift, concrete action on Sudbury's housing needs. Last summer, we announced $7.4 million for the Lorraine Street development, a 40-unit supportive housing complex that will include on-site services for residents to help them transition from a state of homelessness and substance use challenges. We recognize some citizens need extra help beyond just a roof over their head. Another important population which must be considered is residents on a fixed income. As our population ages, it is imperative we keep pace with providing affordable and accessible units for seniors. Earlier this spring, Sudbury received $73 million in federal funding and loans for the Manitou Project, which will create 347 new, additional affordable units for seniors. Manitou's $73 million represents the largest federal funding amount ever received by Sudbury. This past fall, we celebrated the opening of Coniston Seniors Cooperative Housing, a 55-unit building that received more than $18 million in federal funding and loans. Soon, an additional 14 units of seniors housing will open on Sparks Street, a project made possible by the federal government's investment of more than $500,000 to acquire the site for affordable housing. These projects will not only benefit seniors. The creation of new units anywhere along the housing continuum opens up opportunities for other residents. When seniors move from their homes to these new units, their homes become available for young families and first-time homebuyers. In this way, our government is facilitating availability of attainable housing options for all generations and life stages. In an era of political division, misinformation, and social media clickbait, I believe, now more than ever, politicians' actions speak louder than words. Our government has delivered for Sudbury 5 housing projects in 12 months, with more than $105 million invested and 494 new, additional housing units created. Our government's positive impact on spurring local housing development is clear and undeniable. Vivian LaPointe is the Liberal Member of Parliament for the riding of Sudbury.